Well, the countdown to Christmas is on. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on the Good Stuff program, taking the next 5 minutes to hopefully brighten your day just a bit. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas, whether it's for the Corkthorpe Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament on January 23rd and 24th, the Bull Bash on February 14th. Oh, by the way, that's Valentine's Day. Bring your sweetheart to Valentine for Valentine's Day, or planning next year's vacation right down the Niobrara River or one of the other great amenities here in the area. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
And it's time you checked out Tri-State Livestock News. If you haven't already, make sure you go to tsln.com. That's where they keep fresh, hot news just as it's coming on. They've got the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and the best part, that's where you can subscribe. Make sure you go to tsln.com. It's what ranchers read, and I think that tells you everything.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Today's story I have for you is called Carrots, Eggs, and Coffee. Now, you might think about this as you're preparing your holiday get-together meals and such. So a young woman went to her mother and told her about her life and how things were so hard for her. She did not know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting and struggling. It seemed as one problem was solved, a new one arose. Her mother took her to the kitchen. She filled 3 pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Soon the pots came to a boil. In the first, she placed carrots. In the second, she placed eggs. And in the last one, she placed ground coffee beans. She let them sit and boil without saying a word. In about 20 minutes, she turned off the burners. She fished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. She pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. She then ladled the coffee out and placed it in a bowl. Turning to her daughter, she asked, "Tell me, what do you see?" "Carrots, eggs, and coffee," she replied. Her mother brought her closer and asked her to feel the carrots. She did and noted that they were soft. The mother then asked the daughter to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, the mother asked the daughter to sip the coffee. The daughter smiled as she tasted its rich aroma. The daughter then asked, "What does this mean, mother?" Her mother explained that each of these objects had faced the same adversity, the boiling water. Each reacted differently. The carrot went in a strong, hard, and unrelenting form. However, after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg had been fragile. Its thin outer shell had protected its liquid interior. But after sitting through the boiling water, its inside became hardened. The ground coffee beans were unique, however. After they were in the boiling water, they had changed the water. "Which are you?" she asked her daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean?" So think of this. Which am I? Am I the carrot that seems strong, but with pain and adversity, do I will to become soft and lose my strength? Am I the egg that starts with a tender heart, but changes with the heat? Did I have a fluid spirit, but after a death, a breakup, a financial hardship, or some other trial, have I become hardened and stiff? Does my shell look the same? But on the inside, am I bitter and tough with a stiff spirit and hardened heart? Or am I like the coffee bean? The bean actually changes the hot water, the very circumstance that brings the pain. When the water gets hot, it releases the fragrance and flavor. If you are like the bean, when things are at their worst, you get better and change the situation around you. When the hour is the darkest and trials are their greatest, do you elevate yourself to another level? How do you handle adversity? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? Something to think about here in the holiday season.
And that's a good one, Mike. What children know. Have you noticed that children of today know a lot? And a lot of what they know are things we did not. In fact, I'm pretty sure in this modern day, kids learn things they shouldn't know anyway. In school, they once taught us that old golden rule. Now, there are different things in our kids' learning pool. It's appalling to a grandma to hear a child say something she didn't know on her 18th birthday. What have we done with innocence? Why rush to let kids know things we found out the old way by learning as you go? Anonymous, not sure who wrote it.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who that is, or if it's yourself, we'd like to give you credit for that. And that's the good stuff.